Good morning, beloveds. It's Psalm 80 this morning, and it's verses 4 to 13. But it's speaking about this. It's the same thing there, that God, as the God of love, as the God that is a shepherd, that knows the best for his people, he takes his people out of Egypt. He chose them to be a vine. And he might be, and so here again we can see God's heart, but again God was not pleased with them, and so we just want to look at that again. He's you know, the God has got a plan, he's got a purpose, and just as he took the Israelites out of Egypt so they could be his vine, God has also called us out of this world to abide in him, and his word abides in us, so we can desire that which is right, and ask of God, and then God can bring it to pass, because he called us and he called us to bear much fruit. So let's just look at the heart of God here and see the lack in man, but know that lack, everything that was lacking, has been now made available in Christ Jesus, the new and the better covenant. So we're just going to read from verse 7 to 13.
Restore us, O God of hosts. Let your face shine, that we may be saved. You brought a vine out of Egypt. You drove out the nations and planted it. You cleared the ground for it. It took deep root and filled the land. The mountains were covered with its shade, the mighty cedars with its branches. It sent out its branches to the sea and its roots to the river. Why then have you broken down its walls so that all who pass along the way pluck its fruit? The boar from the forest ravages it, and all that move in the field feed on it.
So we see here the heart of God to take out the people for his own and then let them trust him as they did in the desert. And then he removed that which was not of him, that was those people that were serving the idols in spiritual adultery, not in tune with the Lord. He took them out and he planted his people, and then he made planted them good and solid, made all provision for them so that it can bear much fruit. That's the heart of God. But then he says, well, why then have you broken down its walls so that all who pass away pluck its fruit, and then the boars, the animals, ravage it? And then 1 Corinthians chapter 10 tells us he was not pleased with everyone that he brought out, and so they perished in the desert. And then he tells you the four things. It was immorality, and it was because of idolatry, and it was because of grumbling, groaning, and it was because of testing the Lord. Those four things. And then he tells us in the new covenant, and so God expects better things from us, better things, things that accompany salvation. So he wants us to understand that his heart hasn't changed, God hasn't changed, and he's made a better covenant where if we surrender to him and we're not looking to the world, we're not lovers of the world. He says if you love the world, you have no part of his love. If you are a pleasure seeker, then you're not a seeker of godliness. You've got to stick with God. It's time for faith now. And put aside the idolatry. That there's been a long time now that the church and the world has been one, but God at this time now, in this end of the age, he's calling us out exactly like he did there with them. And we've got these lessons to learn from, those things he doesn't want. You can't eat from the table of the Lord and the table of demons. And you see all this in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. He says, for us who have come to the end of days, that what is the end of days? Eternity. You've come into the kingdom. He says, take heed that you stand. Don't fall, because these devices of the evil that is out there now, that is so very relevant in the mainline media and in the world, and there's even believers being seduced by it. You've got to come out and to trust God, He will be to be your father. And the same God that you've loved them, took them out, fed them, gave them water, gave them meat, planted them in a promised land, and let them bear much fruit, and removed that which was wrong and that which was not according to the design of His heart, not according to the eternity that He has in mind for this world and for every person. So, guys, it's again, we just been reminded, this is the God that we serve. He doesn't change. It's us that need to change. Amen. It's us that's got to change. We must be conformed to God's will and not be conformed according to the pattern of this world. Trusting man, you trust in this world, you curse. You trust in God, you blessed, and He will always give you sufficient. He will lead you and He will provide for you, just as He did with the Israelites. Amen. Be blessed, because you are the branches of the Lord, and the Lord is with you, and He's called you to bear much fruit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.